The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence tonight, and I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We started a series in the course of the month, Divine Inspiration Series. And how many of you have been blessed since we started this series? Divine Inspiration Series, Lessons from the Ancient. And so far we have taken 10 lessons, and I'll go through them real quick within the next 7 minutes before we go into the next set of lessons that we want to look at tonight. Divine Inspiration for Life Transformation, Lessons from the Ancient. In lesson one, we spoke about standing against evil, even if you have to stand alone. Lesson one that will bring about the transformation of your life is that you must stand against evil anywhere, any day, and any time. Lesson number two is endeavor to secure parental goodwill. Spiritual parents, biological parents, always make sure that you are in good standing with your parents. Your spiritual parents, the pastors that God has placed over you, the prophet that God has placed over you, also the parents that gave birth to you. It's important that you are in good standing and in their good books all the time. Number three lesson is have a vision and dream about your future. You must have a dream. You must have a future. You must have a dream of your future. Always secure a dream about your future. And of course, don't apologize for your dreams to anybody. Number four lesson is never reveal your dreams and your vision to enemies or your adversaries. Don't ever tell your enemies about your next move. Don't let your enemy know. Immediately you get pregnant, it's not your enemy that should be the first person to know. I also told you about people that should know about your secrets. Number four lesson, never reveal your dreams, your aspiration, your goal, what your plans are for the future to those who are your enemies. Number five lesson is never expose your life vision to envious people. Don't let envious people know your game plan for the future. Anybody who considers himself as an, if you see somebody who is an envious person, somebody who sees your husband and looks at him enviously, somebody who comes to your house and is looking around enviously, somebody who always treats you with envy, don't reveal your life vision. Many people's life has been destroyed because of this. I told you the story of one woman who got pregnant, and immediately she got pregnant, she revealed this to her, to one of her adversaries, and the cluster of witches who were against her said, "How did you allow this woman that we put under your custody to get pregnant?" They sucked the pregnancy, and she never got pregnant for a long time after that. So never reveal your life vision to envious people. Number six is walk in trustworthiness and character always. In Genesis 39 verse 6, Joseph walked in trustworthiness and character. Anywhere you find yourself, always be trustworthy. Someone say trustworthy. Always be trustworthy, especially when it comes to the issue of money. Always be trustworthy. Everything was left in Joseph's custody, yet he did not take over it. He did not take it over. Number seven, lesson from the ancient is never bow to the pressure to compromise. Potiphar's wife was on the neck of Joseph practically. Sleep with me, sleep with me, sleep with me, sleep with me, sleep with me. But Joseph never bowed. He ran for his life. That's why the Bible says we should flee from all appearances of evil. Never bow to compromise, to cheat somebody. Never bow to the compromise. Number eight lesson that we have learned so far is don't bother about your enemy's reaction against your stand on integrity. Don't bother yourself about the stand of your enemy, about your life of integrity. Don't bother about what they are saying about your stand. Don't say, "Oh God, how I regret being a Christian. If I were not a Christian now, I would have become a billionaire. All my friends are billionaires. They are all cheating people. Don't say things like that. Don't bother about your stand, the stand of your... Don't bother about what your enemies, their reaction against your integrity. Number 9, always maintain excitement in all situations. How many of you remember that? When we talked on the issue of joy. Always maintain excitement. Let this, no matter what, rejoice and say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Always rejoice. Always be happy. Let joy come out of you every day. Anywhere you go. Don't let people be asking you, what's wrong with you? Why are you so moody? What happened to you? You said nothing. Nothing. Why are you looking like this? That is not what happened. Joseph was inside the prison, yet he was making others happy. Anywhere you find yourself, emanate joy. Emanate excitement. Bring joy to people. And number 10, where we stopped last week, is place service ahead of status. Always place service ahead of status. There is no entitlement in a title. Anywhere you find yourself, serve. The Bible says, and David, he served his generation. Also, God speaking in Psalms 89 verse 20, that I found David my servant. So David was a servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. So David was a servant. Anywhere you find yourself, look for what to do. Look for how to serve. Look for how to serve. Don't look for who to serve you. Don't look for somebody that will serve you. Look for avenues to serve people. And then you will see yourself getting to that place. We have treated 10 lessons so far. And I believe you are blessed. If you have been blessed so far, shout hallelujah. Do you want us to continue tonight? Number 11 lesson that will lead to the transformation of your life is never hide your gift and your potentials in life. Genesis 40 verse 6 to 8. Genesis 40 verse 6 to 8. Joseph showed that he had the gift of interpretation. And Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter. Joseph was not a dreamer per se himself. He had his own dream, but his work was not to dream every day. But he had the gift. Somebody say gift. He had the gift of interpretation. He was gifted in the area. If you dream, Joseph will interpret it. And there is nobody that is giftless, because when you are giftless, you are useless. And there is no giftless person. Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 16, Proverbs 18 verse 16, the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. The gift of a man. So there is no man that is giftless. It's just that you have to recognize your own gift. I have my gift. You have your own gift. There is no need to envy anybody. You have your own gift. What are potentials are unique, or gifts are unique abilities given to a man by God to impact their generation? God has given you potential. God has given you your gift. Potentials are not meant to be hidden. Joseph deployed his potential for the service of mankind. Joseph deployed his potential for the service of mankind. And in the usual tradition, since we started this series, I'll give you key points on the issue of gifts and potential. Number one key point is, there is no one that is without a potential. I have never met a human being in this world that is without at least one gift. There is nobody. I think I think in Matthew 25 or so, when the parable of the talents, when they were sharing talent, they gave to one 5, they gave to one 2, they gave to one 1. There was nobody that gave 0. Everybody has something. There's nobody without a gift. Number 2 is, your gift determine your lift in life. Your gift determine how far you will be lifted in life. Number 3 key point on the issue of potential and gift is that it is always better to deploy your potential to the use of divinity and humanity. It's always good to deploy your potential. It's always good. Don't hoard your potential. Deploy it. Somebody say deploy it. Turn to your neighbor and say deploy it. It is always better to deploy your potential for the use of man. You know, there's a general saying, they say, the richest place in this world, they say, is the graveyard. Do you know why? Potentials are inside graveyard bereketatiously. Untapped potentials, unused potentials, potential that did not benefit anybody, hoarded potentials, covered up potentials. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Number four, you can't hoard your potential and your gift and reach your destiny in life. That's number four key point on the issue of gifts. You cannot cover up your potential and reach your destiny. You can't. Because your potential was put there for the actualization of your destiny. And number five key point on the issue of potential is that when you hold your potential, you hold your destiny. How many of you have maybe some of you have gone for youth service, or maybe in secondary school or manual, and they say on your marks, and then you say begin to march, and then they say halt. Halt means what? Stop. Chest out. Stop. When you say halt, you are at the same spot no matter where you are. Halt. When potential is hoarded, destiny is halted. Destiny is at a static point. That's why you cannot afford to leave your potentials unattended to. It must be deployed. It must be used for the benefit of mankind, for divinity and for humanity. Quickly, what to do? What do you do about your gifts and potentials? Don't forget, we are talking about divine inspiration for life transformation. So what do you do about your gift? And number A, that is 11A now. Identify your gift and the potential that God has placed in you. Identify it. Proverbs 18 verse 1, the Bible says, a man, true wisdom, or true desire, a man having sat down, thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Sit down and discover yourself. We'll talk more about that in the course of the conference from tomorrow. Discover yourself. Number two is develop your potential. Work on yourself. Become better. Become advanced more. If you are a tailor and you love tailoring, improve on your tailoring skills. If you are a musician and that is your giftings, deploy resources to improve yourself. Anything you are doing, don't be static. Improve yourself. 11C. I said number 11A is identify your potential. Number 2 is develop your potential. Number 11C is deploy your potential maximally to help people. Potential that is for use on your own is a wasted potential. Deploy your potential. How many of you know that Joseph never asked for money from those guys? He said, please, I will interpret your dream plus, but please, you give me 1 million first. That's why many don't get to where God wants them to get to, because everything they do is tied to money. Everything. If there's no money constraint, they can't do it. Say, I will now be doing wahala. Okay, what is it? What's the need for me? What do I start to gain? What will enter my pocket for this work? Say, nothing. They say, I can't do it. This is what halts the destiny of many. Say, I will just be doing wahala for somebody. Deploy your potentials maximally to help mankind. Any gift that God has given to you, deploy it. Release it to mankind. Let people be raising their hand to thank God that you are in existence. Let people be thanking God that you are alive. Let people from the faith where you are, the Christian faith and the other faith, be shouting hallelujah to God because God gave before, because your mother gave back to you. I was reading, I think sometime last week, in the course of the night, in the middle of the night, I was reading the book of Ruth, and I was just getting some revelation. The Bible says that Naomi was talking about Ruth and said, Ruth is like 10 sons, a woman, a lady. One person. He says he's like 10 sons to me. That is deploying our potential. A single person. The mother-in-law said, you are like seven sons. You are like 7 sons to me. Seven. Not 2 sons or 3 sons. 7 sons. You will not live a wasted life. I say you will not live a wasted life. You will not live a wasted life. Deploy your potential maximally. Friends, I want to die empty. By the time I will die, everything God brought into this world with me must have been fully dispersed for mankind's benefit. To live for self is to live for nothing. To deploy your potential is to live to the glory of God. And 11D, I'm talking about what to do about your gift and potential, is keep developing and improving your potential till you attain success. Don't stay at a place. What they congratulated you for yesterday will soon become obsolete. Hello? Hello? What they congratulated you for yesterday will soon become obsolete. What you did that everybody was clapping for you yesterday, by tomorrow, if you do it again, is a... Can you imagine if I'm preaching the exact message I preach on Sunday? I'm preaching it again now. One of our pastors was telling me recently that he was checking his notes. Okay, no. One of our late sisters here was telling me that she was checking her notes. For many months, she was trying to see if there was any repeat of any message, so that there was no message repeated. For maybe about, she checked for like almost 2 years. All the message. Brand new. I pray for somebody here tonight. God will help you. Grace for continuous improvement, God will give to all of us in the name of Jesus. So deploy your potentials. Everything God brought you to this world to do, do it. I was talking about Moshevi, was it yesterday, about being ambidextrous. Ambidextrous means you are a multidimensional person. People can understand you. You are okay as a married man. You are okay in your business. You are okay in the aspect of your ministry. You are shy, in every areas that God has placed you. And somebody's here, that will be your story. I said that will be your story. In the name of Jesus. Number 12 lesson, because we need to close. This is just a pre-conference service and a communion service. Lesson 12 is never depend on man more than God. Genesis chapter 40, verse 14 and 15. Joseph, after interpreted the dream of these guys, he told them, please, oh, don't forget me, oh. He says, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Next verse. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrew, and here also have I done nothing. That he was telling a man all his problem, thinking that man can solve it. But go to verse 40:23. He forgot him. He left him there. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but he forgot him. Lesson number 12 for the transformation of your life. Love men. Appreciate men. Honor men. Never depend on man. Put all your trust in the Most High. All your trust. All your trust. All your trust. In Isaiah 42 verse 8, God himself does not like sharing his glory with any man. And that's why sometimes God allows people that should help us to forget us. Because he will want to retain the glory for himself. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory. Someone say my glory. I can't hear you. My glory will I not give to another, neither will my praise to any graven image. This is one thing that's very important that can make your life to be transformed. Thank God for your mother. Thank God for your father. Thank God for even your pastors that God has placed over you. But the person that must receive all the honor for your life is God. He is the one that created all of us. And he is the one. None of the glory of our life must be attributable to any living being. God can use them as channels. Someone say channels. Channels. Can use them to bless us financially. Can use them to help us spiritually. He can use them to help us in career. But it is because God used them as a channel. May your channel not be blocked. May the channels that God has given to you not be blocked. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. This man was forgotten. And God himself was the one that remembered him. That was also what happened to Abraham. Abraham knew this information. And Genesis 14, verse 21 to 23, he was talking to Melchizedek. He said, that was, if you know that story very well, when he went to war to bring back Lot and all the other guys. When they took them captive. And then Melchizedek said, and the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons, but take the goods. My people that you went to capture for me back, return them back to me. But all the goods you took, take it. And Abraham said to king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Go on, please. That I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. I will not take anything from you, lest you will say, I'm the one that, if not because of me, you won't be rich. You know, there are some people like that. Never depend on man more than God. I'll give you a few notes on this also. Number one that we have to note here is, we must note, number one, that man can fail. That's why we can't depend on them more than God. Man can fail. How many of you are here and man has failed you before? Somebody you trusted very well. Can I see your hand? At least one person has failed you. If one person has failed you, many can also fail you. Because man will always be man. Man will always be man. Number two, on that you need to note, is 12b now. Man is limited in resources, ability, and wisdom. Jeremiah 17:5. Man is limited. A man is limited in resources. A man can't give you more than the resources that he himself has. And that's why God curses people that rely on man more than him. Bible says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. May your heart not depart from God. Hear some people the way they talk. My uncle, my auntie, my uncle. I remember when my wife will remember this story very well. One of my uncles who was very rich, my mother's family, when we were about to get married, he said, I will take care of, he has been doing it for almost all the others who get married before me. We'll buy all the drinks, we'll buy this, we'll buy that. He was the one that my wife went to greet one day. You know, when he wants to give you money, it doesn't count. You know, that's another level. We'll just put inside his pocket and bring it out and just give you. Go and be doing the wala of counting. Not like some of you that when you want to give someone money. I have another uncle who, when he wants to give you money, he will touch, he will take the money, and then he will begin to ensure that the money is not stuck together. We hold it, and then he will do like this. As if another one should disappear from it. But this is not like that. But do you know what happened? Just a few months before the wedding, he was killed. That assassin went to his office in Victoria Land and they killed him. And the wedding still went on. And of course, nothing was donated. I was still working somewhere at that time. I cried like anything that day. One of the reasons why I cried was because of this issue. Hey! Chai! 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 Ah, chai! This thing, just like that. And he's a national person. He was a very big person. So, immediately it happened, everybody in the country heard. That's man for you. That is human being for you. Number three, that you must note about man, is that man can change. He can change his mind, and he can change his behavior. How many of you have had contact with people before who were so nice before? For example, you're a lady, you're dating somebody, very nice. We call you like 7 times a day. Who doesn't forget you on your birthday? Your Valentine, he sends gifts per three hours. 3 hours or per hour. He will be sending it, oh yeah, viral, cake, underwear, this one, that one. All of a sudden, shangalabaragadabaya. He just changed. Phone him, what's happening? You send WhatsApp, he didn't respond. You phone him, just be sending you busy. When he picks it, say hello, yeah. What happened? He has changed his mind. Man can change their mind. But the promises and the blessings of God are without repentance. God does not decide to. What he wants to do, he will say, I won't do it for you again. But man can say that. Because man, especially men that don't have the fear of God. Number four that you must note here is that man has tendency to take the place of God in people's life if you are not careful. That's why you must never allow any man to take the place of God in your life. God alone must. That's why people that I in this church we talk about honoring the people and this and that, but not honoring people to the extent that they are now like a god. They are now like a god. You know that story when Peter healed that guy at that gate. You remember that story very well. At the beautiful gate. And then they took him. They said, this is a god. Oh, he said, I'm like a man like you. It's just grace that is different. He quickly stopped them. Don't kill me before my time. That's why we servants of God must be very careful so that people don't celebrate us and clap us to irrelevance. Whereby God now becomes the second fiddle. We are now the main factor. God, never. We must always depend on God. Depend on Him. Put our trust totally in Him. My prayer for you today is that grace to be totally dependent on God all the days of your life. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Quickly, as we move on because of our time, lesson 13. Or do I stop here? As you move on. Lesson 13 is always go the extra mile in life. After Joseph interpreted a dream, Genesis 41, verse 25 to 37. Genesis 41, 25 to 37. Pharaoh said, there is nobody like you in this place. And let them gather all the goods, all the food that are good for the year that come, and lay them up corn under the hands of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Very fast now. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Yes, please. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one? Is this? And Pharaoh said, Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. There's nobody as wise as you are in this place. And thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. According to what you are saying shall... Now, what am I trying to say here? Because of our time, I can't read all through. Joseph interpreted the dream, but when they told him that it is now time for him to take charge, he went the extra mile. You know, there are some people, they know how to talk about problem, but they will never stay to provide the solution. There are some people that will come inside the church, they will see all the problems in the church. Oh, protocol don't know how to stand well. They always stand like this. But they cannot. You that you can stand well, why can't you stand with them? The security outside, they don't know how to direct cars at all. The way they direct, the cars are not always straight when they park them. Why can't you, immediately you get to church, just deploy yourself, post yourself like an ambassador to that security department and see how sweet it is. Anywhere you go, go the extra mile. If you really want life transformation, Joseph went the extra mile. When they told him, you have given us a dream, you have given us an interpretation, but however, you are, since you are the one that gave the interpretation, please stay behind, take charge, go the extra mile to solve this problem. He agreed. My prayer for somebody here today is that grace to go the extra mile God will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Not the following, on going the extra mile. I have to be very fast now. Number one, average effort will always produce average outcome. Average effort. When you don't go the extra mile in securing peaceful marriage between you and your husband, when you don't go the extra mile in your studies, when you don't go the extra mile to live a holy life, average effort, we always produce average output. Number two, that's 13b now. The difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary is the extra. When you say this person is extraordinary, and you say this person is just ordinary, this is an ordinary marketer. This is an ordinary doctor. This is an ordinary engineer. This and not, the difference between them is not much. It's just that extra. That extra that you put into it is what makes you extraordinary. While I was in school, my two best friends had first class, one male, one female, and I was in the middle of them. And because I was deeply into ministry work, I said I wanted to have a 2-1, and that was what God gave to me. Studied these two people, the guy and the lady. There's no big deal about their life apart from this issue of extra mile. When others are snoring, they are reading. When others are playing, they are inside Ezekiah library reading. Is it Oluwasomi or something? Ezekiah Oluwasomi library reading. It is that extra that brought out their glory. One of them, the lady, told me when we were in 300 level and said, I need to have straight A's in my part 4 to secure first class. I said, as God liveth, you will get it. Straight A's, as in she calculated, she needed A in almost all the courses. Including project. And I said, you'll get it. Friends, that was what she got. She graduated with 4.5 on the dot as a first class student. Why? Extra. The difference between a businessman that is doing so well and one that is not doing so well is the extra. May God give you the grace to put in that extra. I say, may God give you the grace to put in that extra. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number two. C, 13C, is that those who go beyond expectation break all limitation. Those who go beyond expectation break all limitation. 13D is those who are married to tradition end up in stagnation. Oh, yes, am I? You know the story of Rebecca in Genesis 24:19, when Abraham's servant said, can you give me water to drink? She said, water to drink. Genesis 24:19. Only water? I will even give water to your camel self. That is extra. I will even give water to you. I will give water to everybody. I will make sure you are very comfortable. May God give you the grace to go the extra mile. I said, may God give you the grace to go the extra mile. In the name of Jesus. And number lesson 14, where we stop today, is proper deployment of passion and energy to all your responsibility is key. Proper deployment of passion. Someone say passion. And energy is key. Proper deployment of passion and energy. Joseph deployed, it was never in account that Joseph, as an administrator of Egypt, married multiple wives or three parties. There was no record that Joseph had girlfriends. It was not said in the Bible that Joseph was ever drunk with wine. Even Noah was drunk with wine. Right? To the extent that his daughters slept, you know the story very well. Daughters slept with him and they produced children from him. Joseph was a strict man who deplored his energy. How many of you know I have written a book about 6 or 7 years ago on this story, these things I'm teaching you. It's there, it's outside. It's just because many of us don't like reading. It's there. It has been there. Before this church started, I've written a book on all these things I'm teaching. Is there? How to have a colorful future? Is there? Kai, may God give us understanding. May God give us understanding. Many of us don't like reading. And only readers can become leaders. A man read a small book called Small is Beautiful. I told you the name of that man that day. Richard Branson. Small book like this, just like that book. Can you bring that book that I'm talking about now? How to Have a Colorful Future. Small book like that. And it changes. Like, he has 50 millionaires in his company as staff. A man. In dollars and in pounds. He's in Europe. Richard Branson. He has airline. He's the owner of Virgin Airline. Many of you have heard about that airline. He has somebody who has 50 millionaires in his company as his staff because of a small book that he read. You know, great things are always packaged sometimes in small things. How many of you know that Jesus was born in a manger? Jesus was not born in a hotel. So sometimes smallness does not mean that it's not something is not there. Anyway, let's go back to what we're saying so that we can round up. Proper deployment of passion and energy is required. Immediately Joseph was given an assignment, he deployed his energy. Immediately Joseph was given the post, he went straight to the office the following day. Anytime you are given an assignment, deploy yourself to that assignment. Deploy your passion to what you are doing. Anytime a task is mistakenly handed to you, let them only say you overdid it. Don't let them say you underdid it. Let the problem be that this one is too much. Listen to me as I round up. Many people don't know. It is when people begin to say that your own is too much, that is when God begins to bless you. When people don't say your church, your own is too much. You want to die in church? Are they giving you something there? Are you the general overseer? What is the problem? Many, many years ago, I was pastoring a church and I saw that the church was not moving very well. So I used to come to church at night to sleep on the altar and pray till 3 a.m. and then sleep till about 4:30, go home, brush my teeth, and go to work. I was still working in Zenith Bank. One of my co-pastors, we were both pastors. He was pastor in that church. So I told him, I said, sometimes I go to church in the night to pray. He shook his head like this. He said, are you the general overseer? What's your problem? You want to die? Why are you giving yourself stress? He's no more in ministry today. If I mention his name now, you can't say you know him anywhere. Deploy your passion. Deploy your energy. Anything God mistakenly put in your custody, deploy your passion to do it. You are singing, sing with passion. You are preaching, preach with passion. Anything you are doing, anything God placed in your hand, anything God gave to you to do, and you want your life to be transformed, deploy full passion. Let people say their own. Let them run their mouth. Let them run their mouth. You know, people will always run their mouth. What's your problem? As a student, you want to kill yourself. You can fail. Let them run their mouth. Chubby was saying on Sunday that sometimes he'll be going for tests and he will still be in church. He will have tests in the morning, quickly come to church to do something. He never failed one course. He's an engineer today. You cannot deploy your passion, especially to the things of God, and your life will not be transformed. No way. No envy people. Don't say, these people, we don't even know what they are doing. This is what they are doing now. Passion. Passion. Don't have passion for personal things. You have passion for film, watching film. What's your passion? Oh, I can watch 17 films. I love it. That's okay. There's nothing bad in watching film, as long as it's not excessive. Let your passion be towards things that will benefit mankind. Things that people will thank God you are alive. Things that people will thank God. Most of our prayers and fasting, 95% of it is nothing. Not has nothing to do with our own self. 95%. Only 5% is our own prayer. That's how to live a good life. Can I have the book? You can see. Small, yet mighty. Praise the Lord. Can we give Jesus a big clap? That was done many years, maybe 7 or 8 years now ago. On all these things we are talking about is there. My conclusion tonight is that anywhere you are, walk with passion. Anything you do, do it with passion. Any assignment in your custody, let God know that you are doing it. God, as in God himself, know that you are doing it. Let the Almighty himself know that you are doing it. And then before you know it, your blessings, your transformation, your progress, and your favor will begin to... Don't mind what people are saying. Let them be ridiculing you and be making fun of you. The good news is this. Very soon, they will thank God for you.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.